1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Mark, my producer, is busy trying to get a hold of our friend Lieutenant Greg Frenger with the Meridian Township Police. We're going to be talking to him. You know, it's a story that we hear about every time, every year at this time. You know, heading out on the roads, drinking and driving, of course, is a concern. And you know, beefing up with the police force at the same time while they're doing it. So we're going to hopefully have him on the line here in a couple of minutes, and we'll chat with him about what we need to do and what the plan is. We had my very first show, we had a attorney Mike Nichols in East Lansing talking with us about how quickly you can get in trouble when you think you've just had a couple of drinks and you think you're just fine. And we had him do a breathalyzer on the air and found out that you can get in trouble pretty quick. So this is why these conversations are important. I'm getting a thumbs up from Mark, which means we have Lieutenant Greg Frenger, Meridian Township Police, on the phone. How are you, Lieutenant?
I'm doing great.
Very good. Is Meridian Township, like other police departments, beefing up patrols for New Year's Eve?
Yes, we are having extra patrols on, and obviously going to be looking for more drunk drivers this season.
That led me right into my next question. When you're out on the road patrolling, what is an officer looking for on the road on a holiday like New Year's Eve?
Well, in general, at all times, we're looking for any traffic violation for the reason for the initial stop. But certainly on a holiday like this, our big concern is a violation that would indicate that the driver is possibly intoxicated. And those are the lane violations or crossing the center line. But any other type of violation can result in a traffic stop and possibly the drunk driving arrest.
Is having a plan just basically the best way to go before heading out to a celebration, a party, whether it be at home or in a bar?
Oh, absolutely. We encourage people to celebrate, but celebrate responsibly. If they have a designated driver, that's obviously ideal because that's a person they know and trust. But if that person ends up falling down on the job and having a few drinks, we recommend they call a cab or find some other route to get home. It's amazing in the last few years that the number of cab companies that have popped up in this area. There's just a lot of cabs out there available for people. So if you're going to a celebration and the establishment provides some transportation, that's wonderful too. But there are definitely ways to get home safely, and a cab is the other alternative.
Yeah, I actually have on tap for tomorrow folks from actually Sandra DeGruy, the executive director of the CATA system, who have some special things going on for folks who are out at parties tomorrow night, as well as someone from Big Daddy Taxi, who are going to tell us how to help us get safely home. What do you do, Lieutenant, if you should? If you're driving and you see another driver that you suspect is drunk when you're on the road?
Well, we certainly would encourage people with their cell phone to call 911 and report that driver. If it's that apparent to you, it's probably the case that the driver is intoxicated. But we always encourage people, too, to not put themselves in any danger. If they are traveling in the same direction and continue to provide information to a dispatcher, they need to do that at a safe distance. But we certainly don't want to see anybody calling in a suspected drunk driver, get in an accident with that person. And just follow the instructions of the dispatcher that you reach, and hopefully we'll get a unit to make a stop on that vehicle and take a drunk driver off the road.
What about if you have a friend who's been drinking and who wants to drive? You know, folks who've got too much alcohol on board can get pretty combative. How would you walk someone through, if they've got a friend who says, oh, I'm fine, you can't have my keys?
Well, that's always a difficult balancing act between your friendship and whether or not you're going to upset this person. But again, you go back to the original concern is that you are their friend. And if you can talk them out of it, that's the best route to go. You know, we tell people it's a lot cheaper to pay for a cab or spend the night somewhere than the cost of a drunk driving arrest, or even worse, to get in a crash and have somebody injured. Nobody wants that. And again, if people are out celebrating responsibly, and if someone does overindulge and they want to drive, do all you can to stop that person from getting on the road.
Does a bar or a club have any responsibilities if they believe you've had too much to drink? What are their responsibilities towards their patrons?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if there's certainly a liability that they bear if they allow someone who's visibly intoxicated to walk out of the bar knowing that they're going to drive a vehicle. But it's also against their rules for the bar to allow visibly intoxicated people to be on the premises. Doesn't matter if they have been consuming at that location, they're required to have them leave the property. And so then, you know, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place because they are escorting them off the property, but they can't, you know, ensure that they don't drive. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's sort of like the friend situation. They'll try and talk them into accepting a ride. Oftentimes, they'll within reason pay for that ride just because they don't want any of that all of those problems that can follow.
What about at a house party? If I'm having a house party, what's my responsibility?
It's a lot the same. I mean, obviously, with a liquor establishment, they face licensing and fines. But you, as a homeowner, still have liability if you host a party and someone leaves and has a terrible accident because they've been drinking. So homeowners do need to be very cautious about what's going on at their parties, and if people have had too much to drink, they need to make sure they get home safely.
Are the bars open later on New Year's Eve?
No, they're not.
Okay, so they're still closing at 2 a.m.?
Yes. Yes, okay. That's the last call, and everybody has to be out by 2:30.
Okie dokie. That's when hopefully you guys won't get too much busier, but that's when you'll be on the lookout, certainly, and all through the evening. Lieutenant Greg Frenger, Meridian Township Police, I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and I hope your department has a safe evening as well as everyone on the road tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much. You enjoy your holiday, too.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Greg Frenger of the Meridian Township Police. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages. Stay tuned.